been a while, huh? Been a while since I've been back. Today was a good day. I've been itching to go to the gym, but I don't want to. I hate that place. I hate going to the gym. I hate the soreness that comes after. I hate that you have to wait for your body to look like your body feels after you leave the gym. I can't be the only one. So today when I went to the gym, I literally just, I got to work. I put my stuff down. I grabbed my gym bag and I was like, I'm going to gym. Like, I'm not even going to sit down and make work the priority. Like, I need to go to this gym first. They provide this gym. I need to go to this gym. I don't went too far. I left you on boundaries. So, and then I wanted you to get to know me a little bit. So, let's see. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have started off like that. Okay, so I was born May 20th, 1989. Mom says I was 7 pounds, 2 ounces. And she also told me my dad wasn't there to sign my birth certificate or see that I was even born. Boundaries. That caused so much trauma. So much trauma to, I think, me and my dad, like, for real, for real. Like, I was mad at him. He was mad at me. Don't even know what we mad for. But my mother played a big part in that, and I learned that in my 20s. Boundaries. Yeah. My mom's last name, her maiden name was McDonald. Like McDonald's, I thought that was so cool. I grew up and I really wanted my name to be Christopher McDonald so bad. I just wanted my last name to mean something. I think now that I'm older, that's how I see it. I wanted my name to mean something. I wanted it to have like some kind of, you know, like when people thought, I wanted it to mean something. I mean, like my last name as is pretty awesome. But I don't know, I wanted to be a McDonald. Some of that was tied also to, like, I just didn't identify, like, with who my father was. So I didn't want his last name. I wanted to be like my mother. I wanted to be her. Boundaries. Yeah, McDonald would be a cool last name. Yeah, man. Boundaries. I haven't held you up too long, so until we meet again, I'm enjoying becoming. I might be back more often, but yeah, I'm enjoying becoming. This podcast, when I speak of time, I'm going to try to keep it military. I won't be telling you the time zone unless it's apparent to the timeline of whatever I happen to be speaking about. So
Most of this will be in military time. There'll be dates. I'll try to do it all the same, but honestly, I'm me. So, but yeah. I'm going to try this one. 2250. March 25th, 2020. Commit to your commitments.
1356, March 3rd, 2023. Hi, I'm on the toilet. They say this is where your best ideas come out. I can't honestly say that that's what works for me. But I do feel like we take this time for granted. Like, some of us sit down real fast and then get up. Some of us sit down and want to read a magazine. I mean, it used to be all over, like, the TV and everything else. I remember in movies, the toilet scene was the best scene. Like, especially for couples. Yo, I don't feel like doing much of anything today. It's been a trying week. My body is sore today from working out yesterday. I feel all of it in a good way and a bad way at the same time. I'm just ready to go back and do it again. I got tons of work to do. The work is piling up. It's always coming. I need to get these charges filed. Like, let's get it. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah. Anyway. I just had to say something. I don't know why I just had to, girl.
The distance between you and me.
No.
Oh, boundary. Distance between you and me. Oh, boundary. Loving with line between. Oh, boundary. We need boundary. Healthy boundaries.